This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has formally recognized that the systematic killings and deportations of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Empire forces in the early 20th century were genocide, using a term for the atrocities that his White House predecessors have avoided for decades over concerns of alienating Turkey. With the acknowledgement, Biden followed through on a campaign promise he made a year ago Saturday, the annual commemoration of the Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, to recognize that the events of 1915 to 1923 were a deliberate effort to wipe out Armenians. Later Saturday, Turkey's foreign ministry summoned U.S. Ambassador David Satterfield to Ankara. The ministry said Deputy Foreign Minister Sedat Onal told Satterfield that Ankara rejected Biden's comment and found it unacceptable and condemned it in the strongest terms. A statement added that it would cause a wound in ties that will be hard to repair. India continues to struggle with the largest surge in coronavirus cases around the world. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
For the third day in a row, India has set a global daily record with more than 346,000 coronavirus cases. That's according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. India's total of more than 16 million cases now ranks behind only the United States. Hospitals are being overwhelmed, and even some who managed to find a bed are suffocating with oxygen in short supply. India's health ministry reports another 2,600 deaths in the past 24 hours. That's pushed India's confirmed toll to more than 189,000 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Southeast Asian leaders said Saturday they had agreed on a plan with Myanmar's junta chief to end the crisis there, but he did not explicitly respond to demands to halt the killing of civilian protesters. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Myanmar's senior general attended the leaders' meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. ASEAN leaders wanted a commitment from the general to restrain his security forces. An activist monitoring group says they have killed at least 745 people since a mass civil disobedience movement erupted to challenge his February 1st coup. According to a statement from the ASEAN chair Brunei, a consensus was reached on ending violence and having a constructive dialogue among all parties facilitated by a special ASEAN envoy. But there was no mention of releasing political prisoners in the statement.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. An Indonesian submarine that went missing off the coast of Bali has sunk, according to the country's navy, dashing hopes that its 53 crew would be saved. We get more from Reuters' Olivia Chan.
Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Yudo Margono said a scan had detected the 44-year-old vessel over 2,700 feet undersea. The submarine lost contact on Wednesday as it prepared to conduct a torpedo drill. Rescuers have sent more than a dozen search helicopters and ships to the area where contact was lost. Indonesia's Navy has said it is investigating whether the submarine lost power during a dive. It also said the vessel could not carry out emergency procedures because it descended to a depth well beyond its survivable limits.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Body camera footage and 911 audio appears to show that a Virginia deputy mistook a cordless house phone held by a black man for a gun before the deputy shot him repeatedly. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Show me your hands! Drop the gun!
That's the deputy on body cam. And then one set of shots. What led up to that? This 911 call from Isaiah Brown.
I'm about to kill my brother.
You don't kill your brother.
But when 911 asks if he has a gun on him, he says no.
You have a gun on you?
No.
When police showed up, Brown was outside on his cordless house phone, his brother, who he threatened to kill, inside. It's unclear if the officer knew Brown told 911 he wasn't armed. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.